Last week, one lady from Hong Kong, she came to me. She's a multimillionaire, and she's in early 60s. She's having anxiety and a depression problem. All through her life, she spent in making money. She never bothered about looking after the mind and the body. All the time spent on making money, how to maximize the return on investment. And last week, another person working for a consulting firm, he's one of the senior managers, and he said he's having an anxiety problem. And we work so hard, work 20 hours a day if required for making money. Making money, forgetting about what is for money, that health is compromised. And Bhagavad Gita says you have to invest on what is important for you, that you acquire the divine qualities. Other things will be taken care. These divine qualities are like a shock absorbers. When the difficult time comes, it will give a cushion for our life. Acquire the divine qualities. Repeat the divine qualities. We covered 12 qualities. We'll cover the rest today. Rest one or two. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Jnana yoga vivasthitihi.
Jnana yoga vivasthitihi.
Dhanam damascha yajnascha.
Dhanam damascha yajnascha.
Swadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Swadhyaya tapa arjavam.
One is the 10 qualities we touched upon. One is fearlessness. Have fearlessness. The come what may, I will face the situation, not to give up, not to go into depression, not to give up. Fearlessness, sattva samshuddhi, calm your mind. Sattva is the benefit of calming the mind, dhruva smritihi. If you want to have a good memory, calm your mind. Always agitated mind, it destroys your cognitive senses. Memory power goes down. Calm yourself down. Calm yourself down so that your memory goes up. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vivasthiti. Strive for higher knowledge. Dhanam damascha yajnascha. Be magnanimous in life. Not have a short-handed. Dhanam damascha. It's a control over your senses. Whatever you do should be in worship to the Lord. Dhanam damascha yajnascha. Swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Go through the scriptures. Scriptures, whatever religion we are from, reflect on that one. It is not the outer meaning is important. There is a hidden meaning in the scriptures. That's why whatever, if I write a book, it will be there for 10 years, 20 years maximum. And whereas the scriptures, they are time tested. They are surveyed for centuries. For thousands of years they survived because there is a hidden meaning is within that one. Go look for the hidden meaning. That is the real pearl. Pearl is hidden within. Go deep into the study of the scriptures. Look for the hidden pearls. Swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Do the austerities. Arjavam, tapas, I covered in detail in the physical level, talking level and mental level. Arjavam, simple living, not a complicated living, straightforward in our dealing. Ahimsa satyam akrodha.
Ahimsa satyam akrodha.
Tyaga shantirapaishunam.
Tyaga shantirapaishunam.
Daya bhuteshu alo luptvam.
Daya bhuteshu alo luptvam.
Mardavam hrirachapalam.
Mardavam hrirachapalam.
One is, next one is the 11th quality is ahimsa. Ahimsa, I touched upon a couple of weeks back. It's ahimsa. Those who are established in ahimsa, in his or her presence, things becomes very calm. Agitations in the mind, in the people who comes to that person, calms down. They feel the serenity within. There cannot be any animosity around that person. ahimsa satyam akrodha satya I also touched upon satya those who are established in satya whatever he or she speaks will come true it's a byproduct of satya by establishing truth by following the truth whatever that person talks about Patanjali talks about the siddhis what are the siddhis that person get by establishing in satya whatever one wishes it happens in the thinking also that in the sadhakas the three parts are required sadhakas one is concept visualization he or she has to be a great visionary vision realize whatever vision is there it is not just a blueprint we have to realize that one it is called as realization vision has to be realized and after realizing we have to make it useful for others application vision realization and its application three parts it's required by a sadhaka the sadhaka it's not a dull person practitioner of the higher spirituality it's he or she is not a dull person lazy person lethargy person it says he or she needs to have three components great visionary and realize and apply that one into day to day use three components and then akrodha in bhagavad gita shri krishna talks about anger is one of the demonic qualities he talks about dambodarpo abhimanascha krodha parushya evacha it's arrogance and it's haughtiness and too much of egoism and anger prone to anger that is it's a demonic quality in here Shri Krishna talks about you have to inculcate the divine qualities but not getting angry is a divine quality why we get angry suppose I go on a holiday to Vanuatu or far off in Thailand Cambodia or its African countries or Himalayas when I come back I say people are so kind so friendly but how come when I come back I get agitated for each and every trivial things if someone from far away comes to Melbourne they will say people are so kind so nice but only people around me back home are not good why it is happening it says in bhagavad gita shri krishna gives an example dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu upajayate sanga sanjayate kamaha kamat krodho bijayate it is because angry comes because of our excessive attachment whatever you think of something whatever now the new diamond has come in the market if I start contemplating on that one that diamond that sale I want to buy and that always thinking and perchance if I able to buy that one and so happy my attachment to that one increases I want to have a special locker special security special insurance so attached to that one every day I'll open a cabinet whether it is there or not so attachment and if somebody is also wanting for that one then I burst into anger if somebody steals that one or takes that one burst into anger and from the anger what happens I don't know what decision I will make I take some action which results in my downfall and Shri Krishna says the root of that one anger is attachment thinking or putting our mind on a wrong place and excessive attachment leading to it's a anger byproduct of anger is self destruction it will lead to the self destruction I, in the prison, when I go to the prison, it's a common story. All the inmates say that in a fit of an anger, I did something, because of that, I'm here. It's a the split of a second, they take some action, and the rest of the life, they regret. In Valmiki Ramayana, in the Balakanda, Vishwamitra is having a discussion with Lord Rama in the Balakanda. He talks about Kshama Dhanam, Kshama Satyam, Kshama Dharma, Kshama is Yasha, and Kshama Yajna. Kshama means, and Kshamaya is Vishtitam Jagat. Kshamaya Vishtitam Jagat. Kshama means forbearance. Forgive. Kshama, the forgiveness is the greatest of the charities. And forgiveness is the greatest of satyas. Forgiveness is the greatest of yajna, offering to the Lord. Forgiveness is the greatest of the dharma. And forgiveness is the secret behind our reaching to the great heights in the life. If you want to reach to the great heights in your life, develop that quality of forgiveness. It's a forbearance. Endure. And Vishwamitra says, this whole world is sustained on forbearance. If you are taking a counter action for each and everything, it will be an unlivable world. You have to endure. Forbearance is the world is sustained because of forbearance. If you are tit for tat for each action, then this won't be a livable place. In the yoga, as Shri Krishna says, develop the forbearance. Endure. And this is the virtue. It will take us to the great heights in our life. We have covered 13 qualities required by the divine qualities to be acquired by a yoga practitioners and all humans, not only yoga practitioners, whether you are practicing yoga or not practicing yoga. It is for the wellness of yourself and wellness of the community, wellness of the world. We have 13 more qualities to be covered. We will cover that one in the coming weeks. Lie down on your back.